This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. It's nearly the end of the year, and we're seeing all those end-of-the-year lists. Word of the Year is one of them, and we thought we'd better touch base with someone who knows words and language a little better than me. So Ann Curzan is here. She's English professor at University of Michigan, along with Rena Miller. She co-hosts That's What They Say on Michigan Radio. So different outlets, different words of the year. Let's start with Oxford Dictionaries, which didn't even select a word. What are they doing over there?
They're giving a shout-out to emoji. And you'll notice that I'm using emoji there as a plural. There's some question of whether it's emoji or emojis. But yes, they picked the face with tears of joy as the word of the year.
I can't imagine using a pictograph instead of an actual word. Why did they do that?
Well, of course, lots of texters actually do use pictographs instead of words all the time. And apparently, I have to say, this was kind of embarrassing when this got announced and they said this is the most common emoji, that it has jumped, for example, in American texts from 9% in 2014 of all the emoji being used to 20%. I have never used this emoji
in
my
texting
life.
I use winky face on just about everything, so...
So they're trying to recognize this is an interesting change in the written language. Texting has been giving us a new kind of written language, and I think they're trying to, you know, sort of recognize that this is part of and become a big part of texting language is the emoji.
So for these kinds of decisions, these really big decisions for the dictionaries, the word of the year, what kind of guidelines do they use when they can throw in an emoji instead of an actual word?
There are several votes for the word of the year, and they're slowly coming out here. I would like to say, and I say this as a proud member of the American Dialect Society, that we started it. That in 1990, the American Dialect Society, Alan Metcalf, who's the president, was reading Time magazine, and they do the person of the year, and he thought, well, we should do word of the year. So the American Dialect Society started in 1990. Therefore, you can tell we've been doing it the longest. Oxford Dictionary started doing it in 2004. Their word of the year is chosen by the editorial staff. Merriam-Webster started in 2003. They started by what terms are being searched a lot, and now they use an online poll and suggestions as how to do that. At the American Dialect Society, we have this...
Well, I'm going to stop you there
because
I'm going to ask you to speculate on what it might be for the American Dialect Society a little later. I want to get to some of these other finalists of some of these other ones. On the short list of the Oxford Dictionary, lumbersexual.
Yes, a lumbersexual, which was defined by Oxford, and here I will quote, a young urban man who cultivates an appearance and style of dress typified by a beard and checked shirt, suggestive of a rugged outdoor lifestyle.
I know these guys. In fact, many of them are my bartenders. Why was this word necessary? Did we just need to categorize these poor guys? Or
yeah, you will see these terms arise that people – this becomes a socially salient category for people. I do want to note lumbersexual, we actually had it on the ballot last year at the American Dialect Society, and it was the first time I'd heard of it, which made me feel a little out of it. So lumbersexual was only a runner-up. Didn't beat out the emoji with the tears.
I also want to talk about something else on the short list. It was fleek. That's F-L-E-E-K. It's not a word I'd come across in the past year, so I asked some folks around here if they'd heard it.
Do you know what the word fleek means?
Absolutely not.
What does fleek mean? I've heard this word.
So what would it mean to you if I told you your glasses are on fleek?
On fleek? They're on backwards?
If I said your blouse is on fleek, what does that mean?
Oh, my God. That is so rude.
So, Anne, fleek, what is it?
Undergraduate students taught me on fleek in the summer of 2014 because I asked them to teach me new slang whenever I can. And this was one they were using all the time. And they said it started in reference to eyebrows. Eyebrows that were nicely sculpted were on fleek, and it now can mean anything that is on point, to use another slang word to define it. But it good, attractive, stylish, it's on fleek.
So I think Tracy Samilton owes me an apology for calling me rude. On a more serious note, another word that made it into the short list was refugee.
Because this has been all over the news. And here you're seeing your question of what are the criteria for selecting the word of the year. This has been debated by the American Dialect Society and others. does this have to be a new word? Is it a word that is newly prominent, or is it a word that captures somehow what we've been talking about that year or an important historical event that year? The American Dialect Society tends to go with something that's new or newly prominent. But dictionary.com just announced that their word of the year is identity,
right,
which clearly is not a new word. But their argument is that this year has been a time that they've been revising definitions about identity. There's a lot of conversation about identity. And so it's capturing something that's very relevant to 2015.
Finally, the American Dialect Society, which you're a member, as you mentioned, will be voting the first week of January on the word of the year. Any guesses what might be the word of the year, or do you have some preferences? Give us the inside scoop.
Yeah, I can tell you that it won't be the face with tears of joy because we do have a tendency. We often consider the words that have been voted in by other organizations, but I have yet to see one win. So when someone else chooses selfie, we tend not to choose selfie. So I'm fairly sure it will not be an emoji.
Maybe our listeners will have some suggestions for Word of the Year. We're going to invite them to tweet your word to at Stateside Radio, or look for Stateside with Cynthia Canty on Facebook and post your Word of the Year there. Ann Kersant is English professor at University of Michigan, and along with Rena Miller, she co-hosts That's What They Say on Michigan Radio. Nice talking to you finally.
Thanks. This was fun.